When the stars were right, they could plunge from world to world through the sky. But when the stars were wrong, they could not live. But although they no longer lived, they would never really die.
You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Josh, Mike, and Ben. I am your game master, Veronica. Hey everybody, welcome back to Cthulhu and Friends, season 4-ish, kinda just started. I hope you like it. And this is Bloopisode 6.
Oh yes, Bloopisode 6.
Oh my god, I'm coming. Where are those dulcet tones coming from?
Oh, that voice is Hiroshi.
Oh my goodness, Hiroshi is so... I can't believe we're just meeting here in my closet.
Just you and I.
The secret spaces, secret faces. Oh, no, you can keep your hat on.
That's not a hat.
Gross. I'm in a committed relationship, Hiroshi.
This
How
is
dare
fair.
You?
This, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to... I'll go hide under my desk now.
No, don't do that.
So, this blue episode, we're going to jump back to season 2. We've got the final 4 episodes of that season. There were a lot
season
of fun
two?
Moments.
Season 2?
Yeah. Can you even remember
season
that
2? Cheese and crackers.
I know, right? We're going to finish this off and then we'll be able to catch up in future Bloopisodes. But for now, let's kick it off with this.
Boom, 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 boom,
You done? Are you all done with that?
What?
All right.
It was fun. Hey everybody, welcome to Cthulhu and Friends, season 2, episode 19. God damn it, we're a podcast.
Podcat?
Did you say podcat? Meow.
Did I?
I'll totally
do that again.
Podcat. It was great.
I've been drinking.
This is an awesome start.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, everybody, welcome to Cthulhu and Friends, season 2, episode...
I feel like this is why I say we should, in our intro, just take it all the way until we start the episode, because boy, oh boy.
All right. Hey everybody, welcome to Cthulhu and Friends, season 2, episode 19, and man, we're like, podcasting things like that. Yeah.
Now we are.
Alright, here we go. Hey everybody, welcome.
It's multi-track!
Yes, but it's distracting, and I just don't want people fucking talking over me.
Is it distracting if we do this?
Pull a David. He doesn't look distracted back
what?
There.
Nothing. I'm waiting for you to do things so I can make noises.
David's looking at porn right now.
Okay. Hiroshi, kill them. Use your editing powers to kill everybody else.
Hiroshi's too nice for that.
Who are you over my. There? Oh.
Hey, bitch! What's your name?
Lee has left her chair and is going to kick your ass.
I better never hear those words come out your mouth again.
Oh,
mouth.
Which one specifically?
I'll kill your
mouth.
Ass.
All right, let's. You didn't like that intro?
No,
I thought that was a pretty good intro.
It sounded like you were having diarrhea at the end.
Everyone knows I don't have a gallbladder. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Everyone be nice to me. Tell Dave he needs to count another episode right now.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
18. I'm just saying.
He's actually counting right now.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Yay.
What the fuck?
Oh, god damn it. I'm not even ready for that. I was just
I know, right? That's why I did that. Right. Fuck.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, Mike, why don't you let us know what happened last episode?
Last time I could tell you.
Who is doing that?
It's altogether frightening. It's obviously V.
I don't know. It's not me. I didn't do that. I would never. Oh my goodness. Plus, can't you hear the sultry sound of my voice?
Go, Daisy.
I don't sound like that. I think it's a demon inside of Twitch.
Okay. Hey, Veronica. It's all you.
Dunder.
You're disgusting.
Doomsday.
Doomsday. Ronald McDonald.
Ayo!
There are two types of people that I think about when I say the name Ronald. Specifically for your character, there's one John Leguizamo in Moulin Rouge, where he's tiny. Second is Ronald McDonald, founder of the McDonald's Corporation.
This is history, folks.
Famous for his delicious cheeseburgers and weirdly dehydrated onions.
And red puffy hair.
And also rubbery pickles, which may or may not be phallic.
What?
You don't get to know these things.
On that note, what the fuck?
I think I just said it. Oh no, Josh, Dave didn't add these up for me and I can't math. Hey Josh, while I'm adding, can you bring me my dice without touching them?
Touch them. All of them.
Okay, that's a show total of 14. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, that was
really
weird.
What the hell was that? That was my computer just singing at me. Fucking robot.
It's Eddie.
All over them. Touchy.
Did you really touch them? He just comes in there and walks right back out.
Touchy touch.
Okay. That is fucking fucks.
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends. Heavy breathing.
Was there a lot of dry humping in the last episode?
Maybe. From room. He didn't idle.
That wasn't here. That's weird.
That was Stacy, because it wasn't here.
Must have been in the internets.
Oh, is God. Someone riding a fucking computer moped?
At her.
The internet? Just wait.
There's a moped in the office with Jack.
Yes, that's what it is. Get in the bus. Let's get the hell out of here.
How about we start it? How about we roll perception?
You already did that.
Oh. Well, I got a 19 plus 4, so...
Okay. 23. The cave is crumbling all around you.
Why don't you make a squeal noise for us, Mike?
Squeal?
like a ow, I just had surgery and you touched it in ow.
I thought you meant a pig.
Squeal, piggy.
Squeal like a piggy.
Should there be banjos?
Yeah.
Do I have any kind of thermal imaging or anything like that?
I would say no. Unless you think of a really good reason as to why you would have that from the space station. I can't think of any reason why you would have that.
I think we already
Not even
it.
For surgery. Because like everything would just be like dark red when you're... It would make sense for me to have x-ray vision.
Except that you didn't know you were a robot?
Stop cock blocking me, Stacy.
I'm trying to keep it.
I'm like really thinking about it, and I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
Be sure to check out my balls. You can find them at balls.
Oh, damn. All right. You know, when we were dealing with the ghosts, I was going to say I pull out my plus one longsword so I could battle them. But I forgot to throw that in there. So I'm throwing it in now.
Okay, the last time we left you guys, Lily was refusing to make the walk to Innsmouth. Eddie turned around and said, "Come on, girl, let's go." And Lily said, "Fuck you, Eddie. Fuck you." That's all.
With your robot dick.
Let's do that a little more serious, because it's kind of a serious moment. Let's lead into it seriously.
I did. I imagine that you cut all of
it. Josh, we're professionals. Come on now.
Here, let me go.
Oh, you're supposed to speak in first person.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. He's been listening to me too much.
No, it's because it's you, Stacy. I don't want to say that I kiss Stacy.
You kiss Lily, not Stacy.
You kiss Lily.
Okay.
Dave and I will crawl right up your ass if you kiss Stacy.
I've kissed Dave before. Nobody had a problem with that. That happened in real life, not in the podcast. I don't want you to think I'm... Hold on, there's a car. And I'll take a drink.
Oh my god.
That's pretty good.
How's that bacon?
Oh man, I had two more pieces and it's gone. And she farts as she passes out.
I shit myself.
That is not canon. I'm not carrying her shitty ass around.
My dice are trying to kill me. I rolled a 49, so it's pretty damn close. I think you're muted, Stacy.
No, that's fine. I'm reading the chat.
Yeah. Oh.
They're having
much genitals talk.
They're having a discussion about whether or not genitals can be attractive. Is there a such thing
attractive.
As a good-looking dick? Like...
Well, man, I don't know about dicks.
Someone's talking about my dick?
No one's talking about your dick specifically.
What did I miss? Sorry, I had to change chairs and get Oreos and something to drink and my pillow for my...
What happened to your chair?
I just realized I was in my office chair and it squeaks when I bang it, so...
Like, I get that he's psychic, but I can't wrap my brain around that my mother was inside of him.
Sounds like sex.
Yeah, it does. That's not physically possible.
No, it is. Her thumb was in his butt.
I pull you close. See how strong my arms are?
My brows furrow. Even though I don't really care.
And Lily. He rolls sanity.
Lily just goes,
oh God.
What?
I pick up my pillow and we follow 42.
I put my thumb in the pillow's butt.
Not my pillow.
God damn it!
Hi, buddy.
That was very loud in my ear.
There's no way to speak to your mother.
What the fuck happened? That was so frustrating.
No.
All of a sudden, like, I was just not in the chat anymore, and I'm talking and like role playing, and it's so dark.
It was probably all gold too.
Oh, that's horrible.
That sucks.
All right, that sucks.
We are recording a podcast with our dicks,
guys. We should do this boys to men style.
Motown Philly. No, we'll get sued.
Okay. That's
by
fair.
Black people.
By every black person?
All of them.
Cthulhu even brands the least, ain't black.
Even the least white of us is not black enough.
Fuck you. I don't know why I would be offended by that, but I'm very offended.
Yeah, good job, though, regardless.
Can you will start charging, running towards her. If you want to, you can make a non-lethal attack. That'll be fine. I don't think that you would make a lethal attack, honestly.
Well, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, no, that would be like counterproductive to what.
That's one way to remove her from the situation.
Okay. Sorry, I keep burping. Sorry. Roll sanity as you realize that you are the prey of these creatures.
Probably not with a d20, right?
No, definitely with a d20.
I totally just attempted to do that.
I've got the bubble guts so bad, you guys. I hope I don't shit in this chair.
I really hope not.
You've got bubble guts, buddy. Don't even talk to me.
I don't have a gallbladder, bitch.
I have colitis, motherfucker.
Well, I don't want to talk about what I have.
Well, that's everybody's shit.
You have the craziest dark mind in the world, Veronica.
How dare you talk about me like that? You know I'm the nicest person you knew.
No, I know. You still have a dark mind. Jeez.
I'm 32. Sorry.
Yeah, a new one.
Talking about her fucking initiative. Cam, you feel this weird sensation. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not your turn. It's Robot Eddie's turn. No, I'm sorry. I know where I'm going with this. It's the Deep One's turn, and I'm doing it. All right. I don't even need your character sheet. You are super dead to me.
I got the brain puddle.
Yeah. I can't use you.
Oh.
Boy, let me tell you what, that was pretty sad for a shitty sanity roll compounded with being paralyzed and all that. That's real sad for you, Mike. I feel like everyone's going to think that this was the year or the season that I really picked on Mike Lean, but it was not so. It was not so.
Apparently, he just did something to severely piss you off behind the scenes, and it was just like, I'm just gonna kill everything you love. Like, gosh. Holy.
Alrighty.
Wait till Josh gets back and
he gets in a playground, and I pissed in her Cheerios.
Yeah, he's gonna think it's a joke. Oh, that's hilarious.
I wait for you to finish your drink, which you do very loudly.
I'm sorry, I'm very thirsty.
She's just doing that to spite you.
Alice, where the hell did that come from?
Source unknown.
I was going to say your mom.
Roll computer use.
I am a computer.
Okay, roll use dick. I don't know.
Is there a self-destruct protocol in Mason Dunwich?
Not one that you would be able to do remotely. That would be unsafe for anyone. That'd be like me having a self-destruct for someone else's house.
Oh, it'd be like the president having his finger on the button.
Yeah, but I don't think the president has a finger on the button for, like, maybe a specific house. You know what I mean? The answer is no.
Okay. Oh, I was making a joke as you said that.
That's okay, we'll just take your audio out.
Yeah, but it was a funny joke. I said we need to find the fifth element. And
that's where we're going to call it.
Womp womp.
Multi-track. I think you mean multi-pass, you asshole. Yeah.
No, it was a joke because you said it over you saying it.
Lulu Dallas, multi-pass.
It was hilarious. How dare you?
So I was taking a shit whenever Cam died. Did the reflection man kill him?
Oh, you'll just have to wait and hear the original audio.
Oh, you guys, I seriously almost shit my pants. Like,
I had to very, very quietly go into that bathroom and get a roll of toilet paper and go into the bathroom where I could shit.
Oh, yeah, so otherwise we would have heard all of your shit noises and my closet would be like all stunk up with your stanky.
Yeah, no, it was like, you know how Cam turned into liquid there? Yeah, that's what my shit did too.
Oh, uncalled
for. Interesting. Hiroshi, cut that.
Saying, you got
no,
nothing
keep
on
that
me,
in.
Bro.
Let the people know.
Nothing on me, bro.
I just can't help but do the whole hype thing. I mean, you've seen me on Twitter where I do all that stuff. Speaking of Twitter, no, that was a terrible segue.
Yeah, that's boo.
So, oh, actually,
but that was like a four-way tie.
Yeah, I'm down with four ways, especially since I'm the most dominant with number five. The North never forgets, y'all. I never forget when y'all leave somebody.
No, it's...
The North remembers.
North remembers. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, caught in a barrel of marrows.
Okay, so while she's gone, what can our characters do?
I get with a cat.
No, you're Ronald now. You're not... You're supposed to be sad your lover just...
You're alive, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're alive. But...
Yeah, so it's totally natural.
Not for you to fuck a cat. Well. There's another character.
Oh, no, that's right. She was, like the minigun turned her into coleslaw. Oh, wait, 100 years ago?
Yeah.
So that means she had another fucking 800 years after that point?
Yep.
This is news to me, is Josh, the player.
Can't keep a good ghoul down.
She's not a ghoul.
Yeah,
either.
I know.
Excuse me.
I paralyze it.
You can't paralyze a burp.
You don't know that.
I do, I've tried.
I know, right? I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. Podcasting wears me out. Okay.
God damn, I gotta piss.
Go for it.
Go pee.
Go.
Dude, I took a big old squishy shit.
Yeah, go. That's gross. Gross.
No, I thought we were waiting for Mike to get back. It's fine.
I'll do that for Mike to get back. I didn't wait for you to get back, and I killed Mike while you were gone. Maybe I'll kill Mike while he's gone.
Oh, damn.
No, really, wait a minute. This Emmett guy doesn't seem so bad.
Shut up, bitch. Go make me some goddamn coffee, new guy.
Jack is like, suck my cock right now. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't say that at all.
His knees hit the floor.
Gross. It's the worst goof ever.
Hold on. This guy's just fucking... pounding on his pud here at the goddamn
just go out there with the broom.
You motherfucker.
What we need is like a paintball gun or something. Just
yep.
Have you noticed that my like my Eric voice has gotten deeper and my Eddie voice is like
it's good. It's good. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
it's always good to change mid-season, that's for sure.
Shut up. This is end season. It's even better.
All right.
I want to hold your hand, Jack.
Do you say that?
No.
Yes, say it.
I want you to say it. You should say, Andrew.
Ronald should just be like, I'll hold your hand, Jack.
No, that would be too out of character.
It'd be great.
I mean, it's great as a goof, but not as a real.
No fucking way. Three ones in a row. I give up.
Uh-uh.
I'm not fucking kidding. I don't know how this shit happens. This has never fucking ever happened.
New dice.
Three in a fucking row. Two different die. Like, seriously?
You got bacon?
Do I have bacon, Eric? No, I don't have bacon. God.
just like on Earth. Kiss my ass, Mary fucking
Mason. Oh, I know. I hate that bitch.
Freaking Ronald's trying to change teams here.
He is.
Or maybe he's a switch hitter.
Just likes both. It's all right. That's perfectly fine.
I mean, he could have clearly had a three-way with Jack and Tess. I mean,
oh my, does he realize that?
I mean, I hope
that conversation must have been great. Like
things slapping other things and
all of the good, sexy things that could have happened in this episode that never will because all because of Jason.
Ryan, Hiroshi ruins everything.
Don't touch it.
The worst.
Cock blocking from the grave.
Hell. I get a all cold right. chill.
In your butt.
Oh.
Jason, be careful. It's going to the skin.
Don't touch it.
So, my freaking screen is just being a dickwad whole bitch.
Oh, dude. I'm planning some shit with Eddie. Oh, you geez. Don't even know.
He takes over a vibrator in Mary Mason's drawer.
No! That is the worst. If he rolls a one when he's trying to do that, that would be the bomb.
He would want to converse with Jack.
So you're just going to position yourself in a spot where you might accidentally bump into him, like outside of the bathroom door?
Yeah. did you need toilet paper?
It's all right here on my dick.
I'm holding it.
I kind of wish I had a penis so I could do that joke one time.
What are you doing in there? I'm pooping.
I'm pooping.
No, you're pooping. Not. I have brothers.
I'm not jacking off.
I have friends.
That is forever going to be a thing.
Did you hear that?
Sounded like an annoyed baby.
Let's go kill it.
I drag and kick the baby. I will never let this happen again. I'm so sorry.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Oh!
You guys, He just lost his butt, buddy. I mean, come on.
I know. And now Jack is being horrible to him, and it's great. Cry some more. Cry, Ronald. Do it.
I like it when you cry.
Just like sex.
Oh. Oh.
It hurts. It's terrible.
Doomsday.
Beer and ear. Beer and ear.
So, V, that's the end of season two right there, but that wasn't all we were doing at the time, right?
Ooh, yeah, I know. But, I mean, season two, we started doing the readings and our promos and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, which we haven't done a promo for season four yet. But get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be coming at you pretty hard. And I think you might be excited to hear some of the voices that might or might not be from the past. You know, I'm really giving away too much. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, maybe we should stop talking about that and just talk about how awesome and professional and truly gifted we are when it comes to the promos and the readings.
Oh, it's true. I mean, all of us, one read. One take, we barely even edit readings and promos. Seriously.
It's one of the greatest things we do. And there's definitely no audio evidence to the contrary.
Absolutely not. Except for this.
Sorry, someone was just knocking on my door. It was the post dude. And he heard me, the windows open, so he heard me, like, screaming in Russian that this is a fucking shitstorm.
He's gonna be too afraid to come back.
Yeah. He found he just found dropped the KGB the shit at the door and left.
Do you want us to all look away?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Actually, I can't see.
We can turn our cameras off.
I can't see you on the thing. I've got the script up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Do you want us to mute?
No, I'm just thinking too hard.
You can also do like a, oh, fuck you fucking bitch, fuck! Kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Just move away from your mic.
Yeah.
Just, you can actually also just hurt yourself. Like, method acting.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him to beat the shit out of himself.
Stick it in your pee hole.
Go sit on your night drake, bro.
We want pain. We don't want...
Jizz. Yeah.
That's too much.
Especially if it's not glitter jizz.
Danny's taking a nap, so it's
fine. Oh, huzzah.
Danny's jacking off.
Yeah.
Until you say in Russian shitstorm.
Right.
you should be in the water with him, holding his little hand. And
right. Sure he's going to float away. I got the bathtub all filled up for him, so he's not going to go too far. He's got his stacking cups, so he's very happy.
In my mind, you have such an anime life where you have a little otter for a husband. It's so cute.
It's true. He like goes out to the creek and gets me fish every morning so we can have rice and fish for breakfast.
He pushes the dead fish up on your covers, yes. And then goes arf arf arf.
No, that's a seal.
Seal.
That's a seal. Yeah.
What? I don't know what a fucking what does the fox say? All right.
Ring ding ding ding.
They scream really horribly. Actually.
Well,
they do.
Are you talking about foxes
action.
Or otters?
No, foxes.
Cut.
In real life, they scream.
Yeah.
Cut. Action.
Josh.
What are we doing? Cat action?
Action.
Caction.
This is the pit. Caction. The sky reported cat unusual action. Ghoul activity.
All right, here we go. And...
Oh, shit.
Your mic's muted.
Thank you so much. God damn it.
I didn't want to say it while you were recording it in case it recorded on yours. So I was like, I'll just wait till she stops moving.
My voice is getting nice and hoarse now. Perfect.
Awesome. I was going to say, how do you do this and not have like the hoarsest voice ever?
Tomorrow I will have the most sultry of voices.
Oh, yeah.
I won't look at you when you're doing your sexy voice, Nika.
Tastes so good. Oh, I guess I should have an accent,
yeah.
Right?
Not. I don't care what Nika thinks.
Oh, I'm glad that you're the only person that hears that.
It's so true.
This is season one promo, part two.
Season three?
Yeah, no, it's not. Sorry. Season three, promo one, part two. The Cats of Ulthar by H.P. Lovecraft. Read for you by me, Veronica Gentry of Cthulhu and Friends. It is sad. That's it. Okay. No bloopers.
All right. Here we a-go. Reading, reading, reading.
Why is this one so hard? That's what she said.
But the true Epicure and the terrible, to whom a new thrill of unutterable ghastliness is the chief end of justification of...
By H.P. Lovecraft.
Half-seen columns of unsanctified temples that rest on nameless rocks beneath the... need to take a bigger breath.
I was awake in a cold perspiration. Yeah, that's exactly how I wanted to say that. I was awake in a cold Wow. Okay.
It was to a time... Oh, let me do that again. Yeah, wasting time. Yeah, I'm made of time. Hiroshi, this is me responding to your text. Oh, yeah. It was super good. You bastard. I experienced some shame at my susceptibility to susceptibility. Talking about eating motherfuckers. This is making me crazy. As I waited on the Roth. Roth is not a word, you guys. Inside was a little Vespa motorcycle. Humming a. I lost my place. Here it is.
And bought gay beads. Fuck, I shouldn't. You made me laugh and it made me accentuate gay. God damn you. And they bought gay beads.
I had turned to a neighboring shelf and was examining. Why? How can I just get stuck on one word? Like, how does that even work? For it seemed to me no more than a mass of tatters surmounting a pair of high...
Some tribe whose last descendant had perished eras before the first ancestor of the pit-downer Neanderthal man was born. I'm on heroin anyways. Oh, sorry. Morphine.
Fuck, that's a long sentence.
Half-egg.
Scissor me timbers. Okay.
Glad to see you, young sir. New faces is scarce around here, and I hadn't got much to cheer me up this day. Dude, this is tough. Explanation. Fucking shit. Here the old man lapsed into a kind of chuckle and made no explanation. Dude, why do I get stuck on one word?
Okay, I'm gonna restart that last one. Okay, here we go.
Time to stretch out. I whip my tongue back and forth.
For the people of Wolf are simple and knew not whence it is all cats first came. Okay.
I don't even have two fingers.
Yeah, so I have three fingers now.
Hiroshi, you wanna see my dick?
I hope you laughed at that.
Don't move, he cautioned. Oh, I'm sexy.
But only a tiny black kitten to... God damn it. So the boy whom the dark people called Menace smiled more often than he wept as he sate. Fuck, why? God, why?
And take a chip this.
Penniless and at the end of my supply of the town.
The combined shock of the revelation and the abrupt command. The combined shock of the revelation and of.
That any shelter was preferable to. I had turned to a neighboring shelf and was
And the householders were troubled.
Open to the impressions coming from what telling that I was about to was. When telling cats. You see the creatures that form.
I think I need to do that again.
Consisting for the most part of conventionalized aquatic symbols such as fishes, eels, octopi, crustaceans, rule of fucking three. Lovecraft, rule of fucking three, Jesus.
And unlike the other roving folk,
and through the doorway came a faint but peculiarly, that's a fucking stupid word, peculiarly, I need to highlight that. And through the doorway came a faint but peculiarly, why is that word so fucking hard to say? And through the doorway came a faint, but peculiarly, seriously, and through the doorway came a faint but peculiarly hateful odor. Peculiarly. Can you just take that one and put it in there? Because it seems like I just can't fucking say it.
Did that make it? Does that... Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fucking words. God fucking fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck. Dick.
Fuck.
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 Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck. I messed that up. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck. That's hard.
Fuck.
Fucking fuck me in the dick hole.
Fuck. God damn it, Veronica.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Okay.
What? Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
Fucking butt fucks.
Fuck.
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 Fuck me.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck this sentence. God damn it. Fuck. God damn this sentence. Fuck. 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 God damn it. Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck, I don't like this at all. Fuck, I got through it too. God damn it.
Fuck me.
Fuck me in the ass. Fuck you for your long sentences, Lovecraft. God damn it.
I just say fuck a lot anytime I mess up. Aw, how sad that this is just my isolated audio that will never see the light of day, thank God. Hiroshi?
You fucking bastard! How dare you take my isolated audio and use it against me?
Well, I mean, is it really against you if it's not part of the fuck count?
Hiroshi, you know that everything that's on this feed is a part of the fuck count.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How could you?
Oh, no. Dave, my apologies, because that's going to be real rough to count. I mean, it's not an official Dave count, but I honestly think the number may be around 100. I guess apologies to Ben as well, because he had nothing to do with this. And I mean, and Nika should apologize as well. Nika swore in this.
But I think what we're all trying to say is, hey, Mike Lane, we're excited to meet your new character. And... best of luck, pickle butts.
Oh, man, that's, season 4 is going to get a little bit interesting as soon as this gets counted up.
Yeah, one might say it's going to be fucked up.
But you know what isn't fucked up, P?
Our Twitter feed? Yeah, you can check us out at CAF Podcast. You can follow Josh at It's Probably Josh. You can find Mike Lane at One Gaming Lane. And you can find Stacy at Definitely Stacy. She may not be here, but she's definitely on Twitter. And of course, you can follow our newest member of the cast at Ben Stonick and our luscious editor and producer.
Keep it coming. Keep the praise coming. Just keep going.
At maybe Hiroshi. That's all I had.
All right, that's fair.
I didn't want to say you were a sex toy, but it's just really my imagination.
Yeah, it has been some time.
And you can find me at Typical Veronica. Tweet me. Oh, and guys, don't forget, we're a podcast.
Doomsday.
Fuck me once. Shame on me. Fuck me twice. We're in a relationship.
And with that, if you want to get into the further... No, I'm not going to say you should get into relationships with us on Twitter. That's a bad idea.
Well, it's like you're in a... What it makes me think of is you're in a Hiroshi-sized baby feeding chair. High chair is what they call it.
I like it.
We'll call it a mic chair, but audience, just know, this is a high chair with a microphone on it. And it is Hiroshi-sized.
Yes.
And I've seen him get out of it, just like an 18-month-old, too. It's fantastic.
Just crotch all up in the camera.
We had tacos, and I had mostly cheese taco.
Oh, why you gonna rub that in? I'm getting pizza, so I would much rather have
tacos.
Hey,
I had pizza today, too, because today is Pi Day. So...
Exactly. I feel like I gotta celebrate somehow.
My butt is gonna just leak off of this chair.
Nice. Just...
You can't do that.
The desk. Okay, belt's gone.
No,
oh,
Hiroshi.
Yeah. Look at me.
You're
sink.
Gonna kill
look
yourself in a high chair.
Ow.
Yep.
That's back pain right
see?
There. Oh, I'm old. Oh, old balls. Okay.
Betrayer, you have betrayed me.
Ow! No. I have a sticker in my foot. Oh.
Sorry, that was real life.
Oh man, that really hurt us the top of my foot.
What's funny is I thought it was like a Hello Kitty sticker or something like that.
Oh no!
It was a devil burr from the grass.
Sorry.
So, I can definitely cut an intro out of that. God, I love blue episodes for this reason.
If you can't get an intro out of that, I don't have any faith in you. I've lost all faith. Oh, can you imagine if that was a person's coming noise?
Wait, what's this imagine business? Have you not heard me?
Well, there you have it, folks. Hiroshi and I never come together. Breaking news. Do not put this in the episode. I have a boyfriend.
I kind of want to put it at the end blooper, so.
That'd be fun. What were we talking about? Oh, coming noises.
Mm.
Drunk Reviews with Cthulhu and Friends.
Yeah, it's a train wreck.
I have to go back to iTunes reviews so I can read. I'm gonna do Main Moose Tracks number 54.
The podcast by which all others are judged, by Main Moose Tracks. This is by far my favorite podcast, one of the first I followed, which I came in about season 1, episode 4 during a live stream, and had so much fun that I subscribed and have been slavishly awaiting each new episode. Slavishly. You can feel... You can feel how close the cast members are. And they bring you in and make you feel like part of the family. The Creepers. They are responsive to feedback and share so much of themselves in their world. Some secrets must be kept, however. They work so hard to produce a high-quality feed that leaves you shouting, laughing, or traumatized regularly. The storyline has gone miles and years beyond any boundaries or expectations early fans may have had. It's horrifying, hilarious, and a thoroughly enjoyable ride. Don't get too attached to any of the characters, but please do follow the exploits of the players and PCs of Cthulhu and Friends. I'm not done. As a final thought, this show turned me on to the larger Geekly Inc. community, and inspired myself and a few other fans to create their own podcast. Thanks, guys. Shoggoth noise. Thanks, John Dote.
Alright. Let's do the thing. I do it. Okay. The first review is from Canon Cannon, who is also Gwen, and she's great. You should follow her on the Twitter. It is titled, I Never Learned How to Love. My preliminary thoughts on this podcast were, they have multiple seasons? Ugh. But it turns out that they are undoubtedly one of the best. Don't laugh at me, V. But it turns out that they are indubitably one of the best, if not actually the best, podcasts out there. Josh is quite loquacious. Is that right? Oh, I did it! Mike is very innovative with new characters. Stacy, that's me, has matured into a great role player that will stick with bad decisions. What? Her character would make. And V describes scenes with such... Specificity. Specific... What? Specificity that I have nightmares for days. This podcast has transubstantiated my heart my heart into a black hole of tentacles. They have seen quite a proliferation in their viewership, listenership, whatever, and with it have managed to keep increasing the quality of their podcast. If you love elder gods, summonings, failed sanity rolls, and gross, really gross sounds in a game where no one's allowed to, wait, where no one's survival is guaranteed, this is a podcast for you. So get this audio in your ear holes and make fruitless prayers to the deity of your choice, for Cthulhu is coming. Hard.